Hi, guys. Peter Sagal here, of course, with perpetual friend and producer Miles Dernboss.
Hello, everyone. Good to see you again.
And we're starting this week's podcast extra with a question. Do you people need to be reminded that Bobcat Goldthwait was, for a long time, a well-known stand-up comedian and actor?
Because that's how I knew Bobcat before he started the show, was from his stand-up comedy and from the Police Academy movies,
right,
which he played a huge part both in the films and in my childhood as a result of that.
Yes. But, you know, as he says in the clip we're about to play you, it was 30 years ago. So maybe you don't know that Bobcat Goldthwait was very big in the 80s as a very unusual stand-up. One of those people like Andy Kaufman, Sam Kinison to a certain extent, who were kind of like anti-stand-ups.
Sure. And Bobcat played a character that was so distinctive that many people wondered whether or not that was who Bobcat was, myself included, I think.
Well, Bobcat has gone on to do a lot of things, especially as a director of films and of TV. And, of course, now he is a beloved panelist on Wait, Wait. And when we recorded our show in Durham, North Carolina, we were talking about the retirement of David Letterman. And Bobcat told a story about David Letterman that we couldn't fit all of it into the regular show. So we thought we'd bring you his story of how, well, David Letterman discovered him for this podcast extra.
Yeah. Bobcat, did you perform in his show ever?
I was on the show when I was 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was 33 years ago.
How was that experience?
He didn't have me back.
Yeah.
No. I got on Letterman when I was a kid, yeah. Yeah. I wanted to go out as a dog act, and then I was going to say my dog got hit by a car, and then I was going to have my dad play my dog and catch frisbees and jump through a hoop.
Stupid father tricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did they say?
They said, Dave's not going to talk to your dad.
That was the objection.
But yeah, when I was on the show, they didn't say, oh, this is a 20-year-old kid. You know, they just said, this is the weirdest act that they'd ever had. Or one of the weirder ones. And yeah, so yeah, that started my career, actually, Letterman, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
What was that act that Letterman said was the weirdest act he'd ever seen?
It was, my act at the time had been influenced by Grover. So
Grover from Sesame Street?
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
He had nice chops, yeah. So I was just going, ah! You know, when I saw it, I didn't know what I was saying. I really was so nervous. So, you know, my early act, I would just come out and scream and cry and read a Dear John letter. And that would be my act, you know. My wife is so fat. How fat is she? I don't have a wife, you know, and then start crying. And, you know, it was just weird, man. It was just weird. But I gave up on it. It got too annoying. But yeah. So if you're a fan, well.
Of you or Letterman?
Or of mine, because both of them are listening. You can blame Letterman, I guess, yeah.
We searched pretty hard to find this debut clip from Bobcat and can't find it online. So if any of you people who are huge Letterman fans or huge Bobcat fans have it available, contact us and we'll put it up on our Facebook or on our Twitter.
That would be awesome. I haven't seen it either and would love to.
Well, that's our bonus clip for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all next week.